the Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Welcome along to today's episode of the Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport, a review of everything that's happened on the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 2. A fantastic stage, Barnsley to Ilkley, 149 kilometres for the men, and with three classified climbs, finishing, of course, on the summit at Cow and Calf at the 149 kilometres mark. Of course, we had the women's race that got off this morning, and a fantastic race that was too. We'll have all the highlights of that, all the flavour. We'll hear from the winner, of course, of the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 2 for both the men and the women, and the overall women champion as well for the Tour de Yorkshire 2018 on this episode of the Tour de Podcha. If you've missed anything from the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 2, this is exactly where you need to be. Well, welcome back. We're in Barnsley for day two of the Women's Tour de Yorkshire, and I'm with Rachel Jarry from Boom Pods. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to a hard day.
Yeah, a little bit hillier today than yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. The first hill is pretty much straight after the neutralised zone. So it should just be like flat out from the gun, I think.
Wow. What do you prefer? What's your game? Is it hills? Is it sprinting? What's best for you?
Well, I prefer it when the race is a bit harder and it's a bit more strung out, so you're not all packed into like a tight bunch like yesterday. So I'm hoping today maybe it will go a bit better, but I've never raced at this level with like the top team, so I'm not sure like how I'm gonna do against them up the hills.
How have you found it then, racing over this weekend with the top teams?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been quite intimidating when, you know, you're on the start line with, like, world champions. But I think as a team, we've done really well. Like, most of us finished in the bunch yesterday, which is, like, not what we expected. We thought we didn't have very high expectations. So for us all to finish in the front bunch, we're pretty pleased with.
Yeah, because it's a relatively new team as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've just joined the team this year, and this year we've sort of stepped up the calendar, like doing big races like this, and we did the Revolution Series. So it's all just like learning and experience for us really this year.
And what's the experience been like? Because we love the Tour de Yorkshire, but then we're in Yorkshire, so we're predetermined to.
Yeah.
But from a cyclist point of view, how are you finding it?
Yeah, I mean, the organisation's been great, like the hotel and stuff, it's been really good. It's like the biggest race I've ever done, and like, I've been really impressed with like how much there is to... We just can't believe how much there is to organise. I remember like with the team signing on and everything, and yeah, it's like a whole new level.
Is that quite cool when you're having to go up and sign on and ride your bike up on a stage?
Yeah, it was cool. It was quite nerve-wracking, but...
Because there was a lot of crowds out yesterday in Beverley. You expected the same this morning in Barnsley.
Yeah, I think I saw like a lot of like schools out as well, and that was really good. It was so... Going through the towns, it's so loud. Yeah, no, it was really good.
So today, what's going to be a good result for you today?
I think a finish. Finish will be good, yeah. Hopefully move up a few places on the GC, if possible. Just try and enjoy it.
Well, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
There you go. It's Rachel Jarry from Boom Pods. She's getting underway in the women's stage two, which gets underway around 9 o'clock this morning.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, joined once again, it's Danny Rowe ahead of day two. Danny, how was yesterday for you?
Yeah, it was really good, thanks. The plan worked. I wanted to go for some bonus sprints, and I managed to win the first one, and then I was third in the second one. Two girls are away, so no, it was a perfectly executed race. Really stayed safe in the finish. It's pretty hectic final, so that was the plan. The girls rode really well. Taking orders from Julian in the car to ride near the front and protect me really, which was great. So yeah, looking forward to today.
Yeah, so. Different course altogether today, a little bit hillier today.
Yeah, just a bit. I recce'd the course on Tuesday. I think actually it will probably stay together until the penultimate climb. Well, it is hilly, but there's nothing massively significant before that, other than the first QOM, but then that's very early in the race, so I can't see it breaking up too much on that climb. But yeah, it's going to be tough, and I don't think there's going to be many at the finish at the end.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think it's the first time we've had a summit finish on the cow and calf for the Tour de Yorkshire. And finishing on a hill, that obviously makes it a little bit tougher, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. But I think it's actually really good. We don't actually get many summit finishes in women's racing. So it's nice to have a bit of a change to the racing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And what did you think of the turnout yesterday for the women's race in the morning?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Considering we started at 8:40, it was early. Impressive to see so many people out. So, yeah, it's really nice when you're riding on the course and there's, you know, lines of children screaming. It's a really nice feeling. So, yeah, hopefully there'll be lots more out there today as well.
Well, I hope so too. Good luck today.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha. From Proper Sport.
Well, a little earlier on, we caught up with from ASO. It's Christian Prudhomme. Christian, bonjour.
Bonjour.
How have you found the Tour de Yorkshire so far?
It's, as usual, very, very nice. It's it was yesterday massive crowds. It was smiles on everybody's face. It's old people, young people, pupils, men, women, everybody. Lining up the routes, it's just unbelievable. It's Yorkshire, and it's sunny day, so everything Yorkshire has it all to have two great races, because there are men and women, as you know.
And we've bought the weather for you today, this weekend.
The weather is just perfect. When I left Paris on Tuesday morning, it was 5 degrees. it will be 26 according to the weather forecast on Sunday. Yeah. But now it's just wonderful, and all these trees, it's blossom.
Yeah, say blossom. Yeah.
Yeah, it's magnificent. It's you have, when I say Yorkshire has it all for a cycle race, it's because you have the very steep climbs, you have the passion, the enthusiasm, the huge massive crowds, and you have this outstanding landscape, the stunning scenery, that is Yorkshire.
And extending it to 4 days, it seems so far a big success.
Yeah. And I think it's really a more balanced race, because we have two flat stages. And yesterday we had a big surprise with this win of a young Yorkshireman, 23 years of age. That's very good. But I think a guy like Mark Cavendish, best sprinter in the history of the Tour de France, the best sprinter in the history of cycling, is here. One of the reasons is because there are two flat stages. And with only one stage, flat stage is very different. So 4 stages for the men is very good, and 2 stages for the women is very good too.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
It's Christian Prudhomme joining us on Proper Sport Radio a little earlier on today. We're bringing you updates, of course, right the way throughout the day here on Proper Sport from day 2 of the Tour de Yorkshire.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to Barnsley for day 2 of the Tour de Yorkshire. And I'm right at the start line of the women's race today. And we're looking forward to a fantastic race. It's a different type of course than it was yesterday. 2 classified climbs. They hit one of those straight away out of the blocks at Cote de Blacquerquille. That's after just 29 kilometres. They're going to hit that very, very quickly indeed for the ladies after 4 kilometres. And then they're going to finish up on a summit in Ilkley after 124 kilometres. The riders are lined up right at the moment, and I can see the World Road Racing Champion Chantel Black from Team Bulstorm is in front of me at the moment. She's got that rainbow jersey on, the number 1 on her back as well. And there's a fantastic turnout in Barnsley for the start of the women's race, and we're counting down now to the start. 2018, final stage for the women. There we go, stage 2 underway of the women's race. They're going to finish in Ilkley at around about 12:30 this afternoon. Michael Waydock will be there for us this afternoon. And of course, only halfway through after today of the 4th version of this Tour de Yorkshire. The women are off and running, of course. This is the final day for them. Willoughby Christine Veald
from Team Wiggins taking out the title. She won the first stage yesterday. We'll know more later on. We'll be bringing you more and more colour from this Tour de Yorkshire Stage 2. Don't forget, of course, you can download the first day's podcast, the Tour de Podcha, right now. Have a check out on our social medias or keep it locked to Proper Sport Radio right the way throughout the afternoon.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Victory. On commentary on Proper Sport, then on the Côte de Cow and Calf, this summit finish, this historic summit finish, we're into the final few hundred metres. We had a group of 15 or 16 cyclists, but they've gradually been whittled down to five or six, and it looks like Megan Garnier, the former American champion, on her birthday, the Bols Dorman rider, she's coming through to the final few metres here. The crowd are urging her on. It is a wretched finish to this stage. It's really tough up here, but it looks as though Megan Garnier is going to take the stage. We'll have to see how the overall classification goes, but it's Megan Garnier who looks to the sky. She points to the sky, and Megan Garnier has won it for Team Bols Dorman. Megan Garnier, on her birthday, has won stage two of the women's race. Megan, on Proper Sport now, I mean, did you wake up this morning and think, birthday, stage win, general classification?
The team thought that for me. I was trying not to think about it too much because, yeah, the pressure was on.
Talk us through the race and the stage then today from your point of view. What do you recall of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. It started right from the gun with that first QOM at 5K, and then it kind of settled down with a few breaks going up the road, but my team kept me calm. They stayed at the front. And then really just kept me for the finish, and I just had to wait and not stress too much until the finish.
Historic summit finish. When did you know it was yours today that you'd won it?
Yeah, when I crossed the line. I mean, I was going so hard, and I was really, in so much pain. You just don't, like, if you crack, you can lose everything in that final.
And what are your general thoughts on the Tour de Yorkshire as an event? Where does it stand for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really great that it's growing, and every year you see a little bit more, and they got behind the women this year, and with the prize money and in these stages, it's a really great step for women's cycling, and again, the live video is... The crowds, everything is really great.
And would you like to see it become a four-stage tour alongside the men, equal to the men?
Yes, please. We would love that.
And what's next for you then after Yorkshire?
I go to Tour of California in 2 weeks, I think.
Well, congratulations today and yesterday.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
We're on Proper Sport with Danny Rowe, the first Brit home. What's that like?
Yeah, it's amazing. It was a really big aim for me. Obviously, I always feel proud racing in this country. And it was a big aim of mine. I didn't have a break after Commonwealth Games because I had my sights set on this race. It feels great to have been the first Brit home.
And what can you tell us about the 2 days? How did it go for you?
Well, yesterday it was, a sprint stage, but I was looking at picking up some bonus sprint seconds because I'm really glad I did now, because obviously my second place was down to 2 seconds, which if I hadn't have gone for those sprints, I probably would have ended up third, so that's nice. I wanted to test my legs, had really good legs. The girls rode really well, really young team with the GB cycling team, but they all really stepped up and I really enjoyed racing with them. I was in a good position at the start of this stage, was fourth on GC, so I went for the sprints again just to try and get a couple more seconds, because I knew that it was going to come down to potentially seconds over the top. I think I had like 9 or so, and then it was all about the final climb, and I literally just went as hard as I could.
How special is this stage with that historic summit finish and that final climb that you mentioned?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think for women's cycling, I think we're really leading the way in Great Britain with a race like this. Obviously, we've had full coverage from start to finish, two stages, and an amazing sponsor with Asda. And I think, with the summit finish, it just almost makes it a bit more iconic. I really enjoyed it today. The crowds were also amazing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, obviously in Yorkshire these kind of crowds are the norm, but around the world watching you, this is unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, we only really get big crowds when we race alongside the men, so in the sort of classic races. It's been absolutely incredible to have crowds out. Even as early as 8:40 when we started yesterday, there were crowds out, and that was obviously purely for the women because there was no men starting there. So it's been amazing, and especially to see all the school kids out on the side of the road. when you go through the little villages and there's hundreds of school kids out cheering, it really gives me goosebumps, and I hope it inspires the next generation. Hopefully, a few girls are watching and they want to get on bikes. That would be amazing.
Thanks for chatting to Proper Sport.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, I'm with Councillor Jeff Hennings, Mayor of Barnsley this morning. Good morning, how are you?
Fantastic, what a fantastic day for Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
I love that you've said that already. Immediately I'm happy. I have my Star Wars socks
on. Oh, fantastic.
So you've got to be done. Have you got any Star Wars on today?
No, I haven't, but we've got a fantastic Star Wars exhibition in Experience Barnsley inside the town hall for our visitors to come and see today.
Oh my God, I did not know about this. This is amazing. Right, so whereabouts do I need to go from here to get to there?
It's on the ground floor. It's basically the right-hand side of the front of the building.
Oh, my morning is sorted. That is fantastic. What a fantastic day in Barnsley. Obviously, you sorted the weather out for us.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't believe it, can you? And it's going to be fantastic for all 4 days. But quite clearly, today we've got the start of the second day outside our magnificent town hall, which is an icon of Yorkshire. And it's finishing at one of my favourite places, the Cow and Calf in Ilkley, which is another fantastic icon, and I can't imagine that finish up to the ride up to the Cow and Calf.
Is it something that you look at now when you see the Tour de Yorkshire route to see, oh, it's going to be starting or it's coming through Barnsley, this is great?
Oh, absolutely, and as you know, it's gone from strength to strength, and it will become a major global event if it isn't already there. And obviously we thank Sir Gary Verity for what he's done to actually promote Welcome to Yorkshire and to promote the race itself, of course.
And it's a fantastic advert for Barnsley, isn't it? You're seeing this on TV right across the world.
Absolutely, and as you know, Barnsley's got quite a bad reputation of being dark and dour, going back to the mines and the glass industry and the steel industry, but we've got some fantastic locations in Barnsley for films and like, just like the rest of Yorkshire, in fact, you know, and a third of Barnsley's in the Peak District National Park, of course.
Well, may the force be with you.
Absolutely.
Right, we're back at Star Wars Exhibition in Barnsley. It's taken my attention away from the Tour de Yorkshire, and I'm with Princess Leia. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Enjoying the day.
Enjoying the day. Did you think that on a Friday you'd be dressing up as Princess Leia?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, so did you volunteer for this?
It's part of May the 4th. We've got a fantastic Star Wars exhibition, and we've got an excellent event happening, so why not?
Why not, indeed. So what's going to be happening? I believe you're going to go and corral some stormtroopers very shortly.
We've got the UK garrison here today who are going to wander around the crowds, meet and greet. We've also got an X-Wing fighter plane down in the Market Square with Darth Vader and R2-D2 and some other characters. And then at 12:30 we've got Boogie Storm, which is a dancing stormtrooping breakdancing troop, yeah, happening. So it's all Star Wars related.
This is fantastic. And this is obviously happening all day, but the exhibition carries on for a little while.
The exhibition is on until 15th of July. It's a personal collection of Star Wars toys from the first three films. And it's absolutely fantastic.
No, it really, really is. I'll let you get on to corral the stormtroopers. May the force be with you.
Thank you, and you, young Padawan.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
We're with Tim Elverson and team owner, of course, winning team owner from yesterday. It went quite well yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, I was pleased. I mean, obviously, it was a big day and the biggest day for this team. I mean, obviously a surprise because the race was looked at to be a sprint finish. But, you know, a lot of races recently at this level have not been caught, where the reduced numbers in teams and stuff have meant that some teams have misjudged the catch. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't think that would happen. Obviously, we thought he'd get caught, but it was a big push, and Harry did a great job when it came down to it. So, yeah, very happy.
So, yeah, 9 times out of 10, the people that are in the head of the pack, that they don't usually win.
No, I mean, we had the agenda yesterday to get Harry at the head of the pack, and we wanted to stay away, but it was about getting competitivity, it was about being represented in the front, and it was about trying to go for the sprint bonuses. It wasn't about the back end of the race. He had a job to try and help Chris at the back end of the race, so you know, you don't really expect that, but obviously you work hard, and once you're doing the numbers and you think it might happen, it kind of becomes an option.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a great story for the Tour de Yorkshire, having a Yorkshireman win the first stage of the Tour de Yorkshire going into Doncaster. So, I mean, from a story point of view, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Harry's a Yorkshireman and he's popular at the minute because of the Commie Games. And he's a really lovely lad who works hard and, you know, a genuine joy in his face winning that race. And I think, you know, the team, you know, it's good for us, but it's just good, it's good for sport, you know, when this sort of thing happens.
How good can Harry get, do you think?
Harry's very good. I personally believe Harry's already world tour level. I mean, you look at some people within world tour teams like the Kirienkas at Sky.
Yeah.
It's that type of rider. He could ride all day long on the front. He can do a job like he did now in a break. He'd be a very useful tour in most world tour teams. And we're racing at level now where, you know, I think he can skip the Pro Conti bit. We're doing some big races. He could go straight to world tour, and I hope he does. He deserves it.
Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to Barnsley for day two of the Tour de Yorkshire. The men are just about to get off from Barnsley and it's going to be a fantastic start and a very, very tough stage, of course, on stage two. It's 149 kilometres from Barnsley to Ilkley. That's 92.5 miles. And within that, we've got two intermediate sprints, one at the 41.5 kilometre mark at Swinton and another at the 104 kilometre mark at Scholes, and three classified climbs in this particular stage of the Tour de Yorkshire are 29 kilometres. Almost immediately they come out the blocks, they hit the Cote de Blacker Hill, 131 kilometres there's the Cote to Old Pool Bank, and then of course they finish on the Cote de Cowan Calf in Ilkley at 149 kilometres, a summit finish for the first time in Tour de Yorkshire history. It's going to be a spectacular course. I'm on my way to Ackworth now to get some of the flavour of what's happening in the Tour de Yorkshire and some of the villages around West Yorkshire. I'll catch up with our brand new reporter on Proper Sport, which is, of course, my daughter, Isabel. So we'll be chatting to her and a few other of the kids around and about and the families that are enjoying the event that is the Tour de Yorkshire. But the men just about underway in the next 20 minutes. But ahead of that, I've been speaking to one of the riders, and that's Russ Downing from Team Holdsworth. We caught up with him yesterday. He's got a spectacular bike. I spoke to him about that and found out how he did yesterday. Well, ahead of day two, we're with Russ Downing from Holdsworth. Russ, how are you going?
Not bad, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Not too bad. How was day one for you?
Yeah, it was good. Say we rode together quite well as a team. Moved as a unit, and yeah, it was good. It wasn't easy. It was quite quick. But so the breakaway did one hell of a ride there to stay away, because the peloton was moving behind and they just timed it perfect up front.
Yeah, no, they did, and a New Yorkshireman winning a first stage of the Tour de Yorkshire was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, Harry's a bigger, got a massive engine there, and I didn't even know he was in the breakaway. I knew Bikeson had one in Canyon, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I saw that Harry had won. I said, well, maybe that's the reason the breakaway stayed away then, because that boy has got some engine. And he did a good ride, so we were just gutted not to bring him back and be able to go for the bunch sprint. But yeah, that's bike racing. One stayed away for once.
Yeah, no, it did. Different day today, of course. There's three classified climbs. It's very, very hilly, going up and finishing on the summit in Cowan Calf as well.
Yes, lumpy day. It's a bit of a total extreme from yesterday. So we got over the climb halfway through, and then it was just total flat. Whereas today, I don't think there's any flat on the route. And then it gets harder after that, and day four is just ridiculously hard. So yeah, we've got a plan today, trying to squeeze in the breakaway. Obviously we're going close to Holdsworth HQ, so we want to fly the flag, and then we'll see how we are coming into the last climb. Maybe get our Italian guy up there.
Yeah, because you're right in your backyard here. You should know these hills very well.
Yeah, I know a lot of them. Yeah, sometimes a good thing or a bad thing, you know, like knowing the hill. If you're going well, it's good. But if you're going bad, you think, well, I'm cooked, and I know the hill still goes on for another however many hundred metres or whatever. But But yeah, it's going to be an exciting day for sure, and so the crowds will hopefully get us through it.
I've got to ask you about your bike, because it's got some amazing artwork on your bike. Have you done this yourself?
I didn't actually throw the paint at it, but yeah, I designed it along with Dave, and it's a Spanish artist, Jorge Jovino. He's a really, really famous artist. He had some ideas, and I threw some things on there that just mean things to me. I've got the dog on there. I've got sort of the Fonz, which is one of my old nicknames. Sort of the Shemrock sort of lucky Irish charm on there. So won a big race in Ireland, so that's got a good place in my career. So yeah, it's got a few bits and bobs on it. It's nice to have a special bike.
It is. I noticed the Fonz and Frankenstein as well.
Yeah, so you've probably noticed more than me. Every time I clean it, I see something new, because it's that busy. And so the artist's done a bit, and I've threw some ideas in. There's like all the monkeys on there are like holding onto a cable. Every cable that goes in and out of the frame has got a monkey on it. But the big one was the dog around the bottom bracket. Our big soft head bull mastiff Enzo. So yeah, it's good to get him on the bike.
Good luck today.
Cheers, mate. Thanks
very much.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, joining us from One Pro Cycling once again, it's Matt Pryor. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good.
Pretty successful day. We were talking yesterday how you wanted a stage win. You're so close.
Absolutely, I was screaming at the television, I can tell you. If someone had said to us we'd have a man in the break and get fifth and an eighth, you would have bitten their hand off. So yeah, a really good day out. Brilliant for Tom Bayliss as well. I mean, it's a real success story for us. I mean, he was one of our first riders ever signed at 19 years old, and he's grown with the team. That's exactly what this team's trying to do. You know, it's not just about hiring and firing, but actually having people that we mould into professional sportsmen, professional cyclists. And he's come through the team, up the ranks, and now been selected for his biggest race so far. And you know, day one to be in the break. And I've just spoken to him on the coach there. That experience alone, he's just added 10% to himself as a professional sportsman. The amount of learning that he would have done yesterday is absolutely fantastic. So for him and his development, fantastic day. Great day for the team, and another tough day coming up.
Yeah, tough indeed, because if yesterday was fast and for the sprinters, today, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. And I think you're going to have some angry teams today potentially as well. So I think the break isn't going to potentially be let loose too easily, and probably not given too much time either, and it might just be a bun fight from the off, to be honest. We're expecting a very, very tough day today, and you know, we've also got guys and options, good options. Karol Domagowski is very strong at the moment, and actually this course today suits him fantastically well. Again, you need a bit of luck, you need to be in the right place at the right time, but we've got clear plans today, and as I say, we believe we've got the talent and the bus to do something.
Final question on cricket, as ever. Joe Root's back playing for England for Yorkshire this morning. Unfortunately, out for a duck. Is it hard when you've been away for international cricket for so long, getting back to sort of the day-to-day county cricket?
Yeah, it's a nightmare, to be honest. The writing was on the wall there for Rooty to walk out and get zeroed on day one. It is. Look, it's a long time away, and then you're playing day in, day out. You get into the routine of it, and then when you have finally get that break, you know, it only takes a week or two of not hitting a cricket ball for you to feel really quite rusty. So of course he wouldn't have wanted a duck, but I don't think it's going to affect him too much. He'll you know, I'm sure he'll get a score around the corner. It is different, the change from international cricket to county cricket, but you know, proud Yorkshireman, he'll want to go back to Yorkshire and perform for them. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
It's Proper Sport. We're at the finish of day two, stage two of the Tour de Yorkshire, and we're on this summit finish at the Cow and Calf in Ilkley. Plenty going on here, and I'm with Lucy on behalf of Yorkshire Bank, and you're here to promote bike libraries. Tell me what a bike library is.
So the concept is really simple. It's a place where families and children can come down and borrow bikes for free.
So someone that's maybe listening now who doesn't know anything about it, what's the background to this?
So it started as a legacy from the Grand Depart in 2012, and they launched in 2015. So basically now we have 62 donation stations around Yorkshire where people can donate their unwanted and unused bikes. They get fixed and repaired, and then they get sent to one of our 49 bike libraries across Yorkshire.
And what's the idea? Is this to get young people involved in cycling?
Yes, I suppose it's mainly based around a grassroots for children to increase participation in cycling. However, it's also relevant for families. So if you wanted to go on a family cycling trip, you could go down and you could borrow the bikes for a day or for longer. It's kind of free for all.
And what can you tell me about what the reaction has been since you started this? How much has the take-up been?
Oh, it's been so positive. We've given over 50,000 people opportunities to cycle bikes, and over 5,500 bikes have been donated.
And this event here across the weekend must be fabulous for you and this initiative.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got fan zones at both the start and finish lines across the weekend. So please do come down to find out more. Look for the big Yorkshire Bank Blue Dome. It's hard to miss.
Well, that's Lucy on behalf of Yorkshire Bank. Thank you very much for your time, Lucy. And with that, we'll head back to Proper Sport and some more updates from Ilkley coming shortly.
Brilliant. Awesome. Is that right?
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back on Proper Sport to our Tour de Yorkshire coverage for 2018. It's the fourth Tour de Yorkshire. And with me right now, we've got our brand new reporter for 2018. And that is my nearly six-year-old daughter, Isabel Harper. Good afternoon, Isabel.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Have you had a good day at school today?
Yep.
What have you been doing at school today?
So at maths, I've been folding and at science, I've been seeing what keeps us alive and keeps us happy.
Wow, you've had a good day at school then.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah, brilliant. Okay, now we're down at Ackworth this afternoon because the Tour de Yorkshire is going to be coming down here. Are you quite excited about that?
Oh, really excited.
It's going to be great, isn't it? What are you most looking forward to seeing?
The bike riders.
Yeah, and do you know how fast those bike riders go?
As the same fast as a car.
That's right, they do. They do go as fast as a car, which sounds mad, doesn't it, really? Could you go as fast as a car on your bike?
Maybe I will try with my stabilizer because I can't really do it without my stabilizers yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you think these people have stabilizers?
No.
No, 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 they don't. They're going to be going super fast, aren't they? Yeah, they're going to go super fast. And what do you think? Do you think you're going to be cheering for them this afternoon? What are you going to cheer this afternoon, do you think? You're just going to go, yay!
No, I think I'm just going to do this.
Just pump the arms in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Hey, also...
And
guess what? It's not just Tour de Yorkshire Day, is it?
No, it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, and is that like the greatest day ever, apart from birthdays and Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
But,
you've even got Princess Leia bunches in today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
You look very pretty.
Don't forget the dress.
No, oh, you've got a beautiful dress as well. You look lovely in your school dress. So we're going to go off and we're going to try and chat to some of the people around Ackworth, find out their thoughts on the Tour de Yorkshire. We'll keep you updated, of course, on what's happening in the Tour de Yorkshire right the way through to the finish, which is a little bit later on in Ilkley. But we're going to be live from Ackworth throughout the rest of the afternoon, and Michael's going to be live from Ilkley. So we've got the Tour de Yorkshire covered, haven't we, Izzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. And what we need to sign off, so you need to say, you've been listening to Proper Sport.
You've been listening to Proper Sport.
Yeah. Well, we're down at Ackworth and we're at Carbridge Playing Fields this afternoon, ready for the Tour de Yorkshire to come through. Helen Penty's with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You seem to have pulled out the stops this afternoon for the Tour de Yorkshire.
Yes, I run a little craft group in the village called Ackworth Needles and Pins. And back in January, we took a vote to make some bunting. And it just escalated from there, really. And we've done 3 kilometres of stitched and knitted.
3 kilometres of bunting?
Yes, 3 kilometres of stitched and knitted bunting, which we've put up all around the village. We've used 4,000 triangles that we've cut out. And, you know, basically all of the villagers, all the businesses in the village have supported us wholeheartedly. They've given us everything we've asked for free of charge. They've given us rooms to go and make our bunting and not charged us anything. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Wow. It's in this day and age, it's feeling like a big community spirit. That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. We are a community craft group, and we welcome anybody of any age on a Wednesday night in the village hall. And we sew and we bead and we knit and we crochet and we eat cake and chat. And that's most important because we're actually a friendship group.
And it's pretty good down here. You've got a big screen down here, ice cream truck, some giveaways. It's perfect for a Friday afternoon.
Well, that's all down to the parish council and a lady called Kyla Batty in particular that seems to have organised all this lot. All the villagers. Earlier on when the ladies' race came through, there were hundreds of people down here, and I think it'll be the same later on when the men's race comes through.
Yeah, not too long to wait. Around about 4:10, we're expecting the men to come through Ackworth a little bit later on. Have a lovely rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. We're updating you right the way throughout the day here on Proper Sport Radio for the Tour de Yorkshire, and we are in Ackworth this afternoon, and of course Michael Waydock is in Ilkley. We'll hear the latest from Ilkley a little bit later on.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
This is Proper Sport in Ilkley. It's stage 2 of the Tour de Yorkshire today. Final stage for the women, stage 2 for the men. I'm with Kate from the Yorkshire Lass Cycling Club. Kate, just explain to the people listening what you've just made me do.
I've just made you hammer into the ground our stake that's holding our club flag. So thank you for that.
And tell us a bit about the Yorkshire Lass Cycling Club. You founded it.
Well, myself and my friend Judith founded the club 3 years ago, and it's just gone from strength to strength, really. We've got 128 members, obviously all ladies, because we are the Yorkshire Lass Cycling Club, and we're just really about getting ladies out on the bike, having fun, keeping fit. We obviously like to encourage ladies who maybe aren't as confident riding with other halves. We've all done it. I've done it, been out with my husband and thought, I don't think I fancy this. It's too difficult trying to keep up with him. So we've had quite an influx of ladies of recent who are just looking for a group of ladies for that support and encouragement, and I think that that's what our club gives.
And what about this event then? How many of you are out here watching this and supporting this today?
Well, obviously it's a Friday, bit of a bone of contention, because obviously the ladies race, we haven't got a weekend day. However, the ones of us that aren't working are here, so I think there's only probably about 6 of us today. There's a lot of the queens out, as you've seen as well. You've got to come out and support, haven't you, and represent female cycling.
And for the people who maybe are watching some of these spectacular TV pictures, we're stood on the finish line at Ilkley. What should people be looking out for that I've just had to hammer in for you?
So they need to be looking out for a really large black feather flag. It's about 150 metres, from the finish line. And it says Yorkshire Lass Cycling Club with the big blue Yorkshire rose on it.
Well, I hope it doesn't go anywhere, otherwise I will feel very guilty. Nice to help out.
Oh, thank you. If it does, I'm going to send you chasing it up the hill.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Well, we are live in Ackworth for the Tour de Yorkshire 2018. It's the second stage, and some of the head of course have just gone through. The head of the course has just gone through, and we got very excited by that one. What did you think, Izzy?
Good.
How fast were they going?
Super fast. As the car was right.
You were right. They were. We were expecting obviously the peloton to come through very shortly. Of course, there's 3 classified climbs on this particular stage, and they're of course ending up on that summit finish at Cowan Calf in Ilkley at around about 6:20 this evening. We're expecting the peloton very shortly. So there are tons of people out in Ackworth this afternoon. It has really been well supported. The whole village looks spectacular. 3 kilometres of bunting has been knitted by the local craft group, which and honestly they've really, really taken some time, and they've really embraced the Tour de Yorkshire this year. It is absolutely spectacular. I think the village wants it to come through every single year. So, Sir Gary Verity, you've got your work cut out for you. We're just still waiting for the peloton to come through this afternoon here in Ackworth. And we see some police vehicles coming down now. That usually signifies that the peloton is not far behind them now. There is a good few minutes between the breakaway group. There look to be about four or five in the breakaway group at the front of the course, and the peloton is on its way down. We're at Carbridge playing fields this afternoon in Acworth. The council have laid on quite a few bits and pieces this afternoon. We've had free face painting, which is great for my little reporter Isabel. She's very much been happy with that. And also there's been some caricature painting as well. Isabel had to have one of those. And of course there's been some ice cream as well. But here we go. The peloton is on the way down. Here's the noise, as you can hear from Acworth, as they celebrate the Tour de Yorkshire 2018. There we go. I think that really did surprise them. Let's find out what the little girls think about it. Let's talk to my little reporters. Izzy, what was that like?
God, I don't know. I couldn't even see them.
Wow. Isabella, what did you think?
I love that.
That was great, wasn't it? What did you think? It was really, really good, wasn't it? The support vehicles are just coming through now. And, of course, don't forget they finish in Ilkley a little bit later on at that summit finish at Cowan Calf, the third of the classified climbs. We've been live right throughout the day at the Tour de Yorkshire 2018 on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podger from Proper Sport.
On commentary on Proper Sport then on this historic second stage of the fourth edition of the Tour de Yorkshire. It is this summit finish, Barnsley to Ilkley today, and the climbers are approaching the Cowan Calf. 1.8 kilometres is the length of this King of the Mountain stage. It's an 8.2% gradient. It's an absolutely brutal ascent of the Cowan Calf, and it could be one, any one of around about 12 cyclists who could be racing to win this stage here. We've got Magnus Cort Nielsen, the Dane of the Astana team, and he crosses the line first. The Belgian Van Avenep will be second for the BMC team, and the Spanish man Prades Reverta finishes third on the second stage of the Tour de Yorkshire, Barnsley to Ilkley, after a brutal ascent of the Cowan Calf.
The Tour de Podger from Proper Sport.
At the final of the second stage with the winner, Magnus Cort Nielsen. Magnus, congratulations to you. Describe it for us today, please.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really hard day, a short one, but it was not easy. It was ridden really hard. I think the first 50k we did in 1 hour in very hilly conditions. But it was always clear after that when we got the small breakaway that it was going to be a sprint, and the team SNR supported me very well, and I'm very happy for it, and I have to thank the boys for believing in me today. And I got delivered perfectly into the last climb here, so I just had to do the last 2Ks on my own, and I managed to do that, and I'm very happy for it.
What's going through your mind on that 8.2% gradient coming up the Cowan Calf there?
Yeah, it was long. I was sitting counting down the kilometers, and they went there by reasonably quickly, and I kept sitting where I should sit in the right position, so the closer I got to the top, the more I was thinking that it was really possible to win here. It's just on the limit of what I can do, a climb like that. Yeah, I managed to stay in there and then just gave it everything in the sprint.
As a stage, as an event, how does the Tour de Yorkshire compare to the other tours you do around the world?
Well, this is a nice race. It's not world tour level, but the crowds feel like it. You have so many people on the roads, so you almost feel like you race the Tour de France.
And finally, just from me on Proper Sport, what are your prospects for the weekend? How do you see the next 2 days going?
Yeah, now we have to focus on see if we can defend the jersey. It will not be easy, but I think tonight we'll celebrate. And then tomorrow we'll prepare to see if we can defend it through the weekend.
brilliant. Thanks for chatting to Proper Sport.
Thank you.
We're on Proper Sport with Tom Bayliss, who's wearing the Dimension Data jersey for most active rider today. What does it mean to be voted by the public for that one?
Oh, huge thanks to the public for voting for me. What can I say? Two days being in the breakaway is not easy, but obviously, you know, we're not the biggest team in this race, and it's good to get the name out there.
Tell us a little bit about your circumstances. You're an adopted Yorkshireman riding in your home tour now.
It's fantastic up here. Honestly, the crowds have been absolutely phenomenal, particularly at the first stage yesterday in the start town. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. And coming up the climb here today on the Count Calf is just, yeah, it took my breath away.
I described it as brutal on commentary. How would you describe it?
We're in the group header once I come back from the breakaway duties. So I think the guys in my group were smiling a lot more than the guys at the front. But it's fantastic.
Your prospects for the weekend?
More of the same, I'm hoping. Yeah, I mean, obviously now I'm trying to chip away. You know, I've got a good amount of points in both the KOM jersey and the points jersey now. So just keep on sort of trying my luck.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.